Okay, today is Daf Chavav. We are in Chav Hei Amid Beis. We're by the Mishnah on the bottom. Today's share is sponsored by Akiva and Ahuva Silver. Leila Nishmas Zalman Menachem Ben Tuvia. Okay, more on finding objects, where you find them, what they look like. Here we go. Says the Mishnah. Matzah Begal. Let's say you find an item in a gal, in a rock heap. Find something in a rock heap. Rashi says that it's a gal avonim mechoma shenaflu. It's a rock heap from a wall that fell. And you find something in there. Or, ubekosel yashan, you find something in a very old wall. Right? In the wall, you find something. Hare elushlo, that you can keep. Why? Because we're going to see, we're going to assume it's really old, really rusty, and if somebody else owned it, they for sure were miyayish. They for sure gave up hope, they're never going to get that back. Same thing with a rock heap, and therefore you can keep it. Matzah bekosel chadosh, what if it's a new wall? Right? So it's not so old. Then, here's the rule. Michetzi v'lachutz shalom. If it's halfway, if it's on the out, in other words, you can stick your head, let's say the wall's 10 feet deep. Right? So you're in Rosh Hashanah, the wall's 10 feet long. So for the first 5 feet, anything you find in there belongs to you. Because obviously somebody put it there and forgot about it, and they were miyayish.
From
Rosh Hashanah. Chetzi v'lifnim shabal abayit. On the other side, it belongs to the bal abayit.
Forgot about it.
Right, exactly. And we assume people use it. People use it.
Regardless of the
young people. Right. Im haya maskiro lacherim. If you rent the house out to somebody else, and you're a rental, you're a landlord, and you're going through the, you're rummaging, and you find something. Hare elu, a few of itzoch habayis, hare elu shlov. Even if it's in the house. In the middle of the kitchen counter, someone left a watch. You can keep that watch. Why? The Gemara will explain. We don't know who it belongs to. Nobody would. If someone left it there, they gave up. They gave up. Hope they're going to get it back. Okay, fine. Says the Gemara, Tana. We learned. Why could you keep something found in an old wall or an old heap of stones that used to be a wall? Tana. But then Shiachalomar, you could say Shel Amurayim Heim. These. This stuff that I found belonged to the Amorayim. It belonged to the Amorites, right? Not Amorayim, but by what I mean as opposed to Tanoim. Amorayim means the Canaanim. It belonged to the Canaanim, belonged to the Goyim. This, right, they used to live in these houses, right? We know that Sarah is on the walls, so you could find out all the treasures. So you found something in there. Who did it belong to? The Amorayim, the Amorites, the Canaanim, old thing. Okay, therefore, you found it, you can keep it. Asks Tosvos, why don't we say that the owner of the house acquired it via Kinyan Chatzar? Dinz Rashus. So did he acquire it because it was a Kinyan Chatzar? He bought the house. Or he got the house from Yeshua Ben Nun. So why does he acquire it because it was a Kinyan Chatzar? So there are three answers. Tosvos answers, we don't say Kinyan Chatzar on anything that it could be, it would never have been found. If it never was found, we don't say Kinyan Chatzar.
That's the prior owner actually owned it.
Oh, that's Tosfos' answer. So it could be that the next two answers are going to overlap. The Rosh says that, wait a minute, who said that treasures found in the walls, treasures found behind the walls, belongs to the owner of the house. Who said that? Maybe you were given a house from Yeshua Ben Nun, and the treasures behind the walls belongs to Klal Yisrael as a group. Who said it belongs to you? Who made up that rule? If it's true that it belongs to Klal Yisrael as a group, you have no rights to that property by yourself. It belongs to everybody. What?
Levi Tzaraas.
But so the question is, who said it belongs to the guy who owns the house? Maybe it goes to a pot. And then Bezer will divvy it up. Who said it goes to you?
That wasn't
the
limit.
What? The limit was, it's good news that you're going to have Tzaraas. Why is it good news? You're going to find treasures. So who said it's for you? Maybe it's to everybody. Who said? Right? Now, if it's true that it belongs to everybody, then now what do we have now? We have an Aveda of a Jew. Which Jew? Every Jew. It's an Aved of Klal Yisrael now. So who said you're entitled to it? Right? And we know the halacha is that Kinyan Chatzar will only work if the item was put there after you acquired the property. But here that's not true. You acquired the property first. The item was there before you acquired the property. We don't necessarily say Kinyan Chatzar. That could overlap. That could really be what Tosfos is saying. And the third shot is the Shita Mekubetzet that says that we don't say Kinyan Chatzar if you don't know about it. Same idea. If you don't know about it, how can you say Kinyan Chatzar? Right? It actually happened. There was a story where Reuven sold the house to Shimon. Reuven sold the house to Shimon. And Shimon, the buyer, 5 years later, he's doing construction and he finds a treasure. Who owns it? Shimon. What about Reuven? Nobody holds Reuven owns it. Nobody holds that. All the Achronim that had these cases always passed in favor of Shimon. Why? Because Reuven didn't know about it. Was he going to come crying? And it's mine, you have to give him. He didn't even know about it. But we had to actually, I think we had this either in law school, or we actually had a case. The plumber was, this could come up. We don't ever want it. The plumber was working under the sink, and this is a real case. The plumber was working under the sink in some guy's house, and he found some treasure. Who owns it? It's the plumber. The plumber gets to keep it. Yeah? It's no different than this. What? Because we're assuming that the owner didn't know about it. We're assuming the owner didn't know about it. The owner didn't know. So why should the owner keep it? What? So what? But I just told you that if I sell the house to you and you're digging in the backyard and you find a treasure. But that wasn't part of the sale. There's $1 million in that thing. I sold you the house for $500,000 with the house. Now the treasure alone is worth $2-3 million. Why should you keep it? The answer, you didn't have a problem with that. But the problem we had, if we have a problem. What's the difference?
My house.
What? So what? You didn't know about it. In both cases, you didn't know about it. No, but he says he sold it already. Yeah, but you can say, Tamekach Tos, I would have known. Okay. Anyway, that's the reason why Kinyan Chatzar doesn't work, and that's what you can tie. You can tie this belongs to the Goyim. They're not here anymore. They're Miyayish. I can keep it.
The wall belongs to me. How can you come into my wall and take something and say it's yours?
Because the wall was also used by people for Irusha Sarabim. So if the item was in your half, then you're right. But if the item was in the outer half, you own the house. But the wall goes into Irusha Sarabim.
The wall owns the wall.
Whoever owns the property. But the wall is sticks into Irusha Sarabim. It was known that people did it. It was known. Therefore, if you find it in the outer half, Somebody must have put something in there. Didn't fall by itself. All the Rishonim didn't fall by itself. Kind of evaded the street. Nobody dropped something into a wall. Obviously, it was placed there. How long has it been there? So, if it's been there for 200 years, you can keep it. If it's been there for 20 minutes, you have to announce it.
The first case, the issue would be finding it in a
heap. Same thing. The wall collapsed. Doesn't make a difference. We're assuming it's not a new item. Now, the Gemara asks a little bit your question. Atu amaraya mitzni, so lo matzni, what, only Goyim put things in walls, not Jews? How could you say this is from 200 years old? What if it's something that said the year was made? It was made 3 years ago. So the Gemara says, no, lo tzricha, the answer is, deshatim tfei. It's very rusty. So what would the halacha be if it was a new item? Maybe you're right if it's a new item. But it was so rusty, don't tell me it's a new item. This is ridiculously old. What would be if it was a new item? Maybe you're right. Okay? Next. The kosel chadash, mechetzi v'lachot shalom, mechetzi v'lefnim shaval bayis. Right? So if it was in the outer half, it belongs to the finder. If it was in the inner half, it belongs to the owner. Amar Rav Ashi says, sakina, a knife, basard kata, goes after the handle. The kisa, and a purse, basar shinsei, goes after the strap. Okay?
Will that be which direction?
Right. In other words, nobody will place a knife. First of all, the Rambam Shiv says nobody will place a knife sideways. So if I'm putting a knife into nobody will place it sideways. Nobody will do that. So if I'm putting a knife in, then it depends. Where's the handle? If the handle, even if it's on the other half, even if it's on your half, but if the handle's facing outward, it belongs to the finder. And the other way around is true. If the handle's facing the Baal HaBayis, even if it's beyond his half, it belongs to the Baal HaBayis. Why? Because we follow the handle. And the Rambam Shiv says, nobody will place it sideways. Nobody will do that. And the same thing by a purse. Says the Gemara, but our Mishnah doesn't say that. Elamas nitzin tiktani mechetzi v'lachot shelo mechetzi v'lachim shel balabayis v'lechzi. So what's the difference tonight? E kata l'gaboy, e kata l'bar. Which way? Where's the handle? So the Gemara says, no. E shinte l'gav, e shinte l'bar. Right? Is the handle? Where's the straps? In other words, the Mishnah is inconsistent with this memra. So the Gemara says, Masnisan bu'udra v'naska. No, the Mishnah is not talking about. The Mishnah is not talking about knives. It's talking about either some kind of material or gold bars or silver a bar of metal where there is no handle, there is no strap. It's just a lump. It's just a lump of something. So then you follow the which half it's in. But if it would be taka a knife, maybe you would not. Maybe you would follow the strap. You would follow the handle, even if it would be in the other half.
And exactly in the middle?
I don't know.
Tana.
Im ha'yekotze memula mehen, if the wall was full of stuff, jam-packed with stuff, chalkin, you divide it. Half goes to the finder, and half goes to the balabais. Says the Gemara, pshita, that's pashut, is that so pashut? The Gemara says pshita. No. You know what the case is? Dimeshupa b'chad gisa. It's sloped. I think it means it's sloped. It's sloped. Let's say going from Shas Rabin to Shas Yachid. Not sloped like it's tilting over, but sloped like it's tilting forward. Therefore, Nazim, I would have thought ishtapuch. Maybe really it's supposed to be all on one side, but since it's sloped, it went to both halves. Come on, we don't assume that, and therefore we split it 50-50. Next. Wait a minute. What did we say? We said that if you rented out, if you rent out your house to people, and then they all leave, and you're coming to look at the property, you're coming to check over, you're going to have a new rental, and you find something, you keep it. Why do you keep it? Vamai, why do you keep it? Lazel, Basar, Basra. Let's say it goes to the last guy that was there. You rented it out to Reuven, then Shimon, then Levi. It belongs to Levi. Milo Tanan, didn't we learn? Moz Shenimtu, if money was found, Lifnei Sochwe Behema, in front of the guys who sell behemoths in Yerushalayim. Right? People's animal store, they sell behemoths, they sell karbanos in Yerushalayim. We assume, La'olam, we assume, Meiser. We assume that money is always Meiser. Why? Because most people in Yerushalayim that bought animals with Meiser Sheni money. Because the halacha is that you have to take the fruits up to Yerushalayim. If you can't, it's too much to schlep, you can redeem it for money, bring the money to Yerushalayim. You're going to bring the money to Yerushalayim, right? Rashi says, the best thing to do, Rashi says, it's a Gemara, it's a Gezer Shava. The best thing to do with the money is to buy karbanos. That's the best thing to do with the money. Shlomins, that's the best thing to do. So you're in front of a store, you see money on the floor. Rove, we're going to assume Rove is, it's Meiser money. Okay? That's not the Kasha. The Kasha is going to be from the next line. The Kasha is going to be Baharabayas. If you find money on the Harabayas, Chulin. We assume it's Chulin. Why? I don't assume it's Chulin. Because we're going to say that they never swept the Harabayas. The Harabayas was never swept. So there are more days in the year when it's not Yontif than when it is Yontif. So we assume anyone. What are people doing there? Karbanos visiting. Chances are this money was never swept. The grounds of the Beis Hamikdash were never swept. Rashi says it was never swept for two reasons. First of all, people wouldn't go up there dirty, and second of all, it was slanted. I'm not sure what that means. Rashi says it was sloped, so any dirt would always fall down, would always go down. So they didn't have to sweep it. We're going to see the streets of Yerushalayim were swept every night, but the Harabayas have never swept. So we assume the money's chulin. Be Yerushalayim. If you find money in Yerushalayim, not in front of a store, stop in the street. So Bishayim Os Hashana, if it's any time of the year, Chulim. We assume the money's Chulim. Bishas HaRegel, during Yontif time, when everyone's busy with Yontif, then we assume HaKol Meiser. And then we assume it's Meiser. V'amar Rav Shmaya Bar Zeira, my timer, what's the reason for all this? Why do we have all these rules? Halal sins. V'shuki Yerushalayim Asuy L'Hizchabed, the streets of Yerushalayim are swept every night. Therefore, they're swept every day. Therefore, if you find money, what do we assume this money is? But it was swept yesterday. So this must be new money. So we follow whatever's last. What's last? Well, is it Yom Tov time? We'll assume it's Meiser money. Is it not Yom Tov time? We'll assume it's Chulin. What do you see? You follow what's left. Alma Marinan, Kame Kame Ozli, the old money's gone. Why is it gone? Because it was swept. Vahani Achrini Ninu. That is new money here. It was only dropped today. Couldn't have been dropped 3 months ago. Why? Because it's swept every night. The Harabayas, it could be from 3 months ago. They don't sweep. So on the streets of Yerushalayim, what do we say? We follow the last. Hachanami, here too by the apartment. Kama, kama, ozal, the old rent, the old tenant's gone. Vahani, the basrahu. And now there's a new tenant here. Why don't we say it's Levi's? Reuben was here 3 years ago. Shimon was here 2 years ago. Levi was here last year. Say it's Levi's stuff.
And not the finders.
Why is it the why is it the landlords? Right? Just like we go after the last by Yerushalayim, so too we should go after the last over here. Amar Rish Lakish, Mishum Bar Kapara. No, because we're not talking about we're talking about there at the same time. Kigon, Sha'asu Pundak. You were not a it was not a rental an apartment, it was a hotel or a motel. Pundak l'shlosha Yisrael. It was three Jews were there that night. They wake up in the morning, they all leave, they come down for davening, they come down for breakfast, then they're gone. Now you find it. Well, there's no last. There's no last. There's no last.
Why can you keep it?
You can keep it.
Can
Who are you going to give it to?
Announce it.
Ah, so we're going to see why you can't keep it. We're going to see why you can't keep it in a minute.
You can.
We're going to see why you can. Okay. Look at the Tosfos of L'olam Meiser. Right? What do we say? If you find money on the street, no. If you find money in front of a Behema store, what do we assume? L'olam Meiser. It's always Meiser. Okay? That's what we said. Why? Because rove people that are hanging out by there have come with Meiser money. So Mestama, it's Meiser. Rove Meiser. Listen to this Tosfos. The Ein Litlos, don't tell me, don't hang, don't tell me, Dimin Hamu Mochru Naflu, don't tell me it fell from the, by the halacha is, once you buy, once the guy who has Meiser Sheni money, his money has Kedusha, once he purchases a behema, the money now becomes Chulin. The money now becomes Chulin. It becomes Chulin money, right? Now he can take that money and go to Vegas if he wants. He can do whatever he wants with that money. It's not Kedusha anymore. He transferred the Kedusha from the coins to the animal. So Tosfos asked, so maybe the money fell from the owner, from the storekeeper. Who said it's Meiser Sheni money? He says, oh, don't say that. The Ein Litlos, don't tell me, Dimin HaMokrin Naflu, that it fell from the owner, right? Ukvar Mos Chulin Hain, and it's already Chulin money, Shenes Chalu Al Behema, that was Mechulal, that was transferred to the animal. Don't say that. Why? Does lean on Basel Lekuchin, because we go by the buyers. We follow the buyers. Why? The haruba, they're more. The mocher, echad mocher. Lekama b'nei adam. Because it's one seller to 1,000 buyers. So if it's, why should we... So the rove people are purchasers. Right? Rove people are purchasers. It's only one seller. So to say the money's his? Not say that. Tell us, don't say that. The rove is not in his favor. Okay? The ode also, demukminim, because we will say, lahu achazaka dahavi meiser. It is a chazaka that this money was meiser. Keep the money in a chazaka. Okay, each one of these answers is massive Torah. We're going to talk about the first answer. Right? The first answer was that there's rove buyers over the seller. Okay? Says the ma'ayne chachma, we know. Let's say there are 9 kosher stores and 1 treif store in the town. And you're walking down the street, you find a piece of meat. No markers, no labels, no wrapper. What do you do? The halacha is, you're allowed to eat it. Why? We go bus a rove. Rove meat in the town is kosher. Rove meat in the town is kosher. Follow the rove. No problem. What if the one goyish, what if the one non-kosher store sells as much meat as the other 9? What?
Costco.
Right, the Costco. They sell more meat than anybody else combined.
Right?
Now what do? Now can you eat that meat? It's a machlokas. It's a machlokas achronim. It's a machlokas between the Chavis Das, and the Chachmas Adam, and the Chavis Das. Can you eat that meat, yes or no? Says the Ma'ane Chachma, this Tosis is a riot that you certainly cannot. Why? Because we go by the purchasers. not by the seller. I don't care how much business that guy does. I don't care how much business he does. We go by the purchaser. You hear? Here's what he says. He says, Tesha chanuyot mochros basar kacher, v'chanas echad mochros basar treifa, but v'chanus shemochros basar treifa, yesh yoser basar mikol chanus akasheros, lo holchem achar rov basar. You don't go after the rov basar, ela achar rov chanuyot. You go after the stores. You don't go after the meat, you go after the stores. Shekan af al pi she'etel ha-mocha yachal liyos she'esh rov mos chulin. 1 minute. I'm sorry, okay, fine. Af al pi she'etel ha-mocha, even though from the perspective of the seller, yachal liyos she'esh rov mos chulin, even though from his point of view, most of the money's already chulin, right? Lo holchem achar ha-mos, we don't follow the money. Ella achar ha-anashim, we go after the people. The Omran we say, Shekinegin mocher ha-yechidi, there's only one seller, yesh rov lochin, there's a lot of buyers. What do you see? We taking, this Tosfos seems to take a stand on that machlokas. Right? I don't care how much meat that guy says, I don't care how much business he does. There are more buyers than him. So we will go, if there's 9 stores, we will assume that there's enough business for 9 Jewish kosher stores. So I don't care if that treifa store sells as much as all the other 9. It's irrelevant. We follow the purchasers. Purchasers are Jews. Right? Therefore, it's a raya, seems to be, like the one who holds, you cannot eat, that doesn't make a difference. Doesn't make a difference. Doesn't change the halacha. Okay? Is that a good raya? Says the Chazon Ish, it's not a good raya at all. Why? Because if there are 9, if there are enough meat, a Costco. So Costco sells more meat than every other kosher store in the neighborhood put together, right?
More buyers.
Obviously, there's more buyers. Just because they only have one location, that doesn't change the fact that there's more buyers. Well, the lines are much longer over there. They're much busier, right? Much busier over here. So therefore, I would hold. It's not a raya. We're going to get to this in a minute. Obviously, since they only have one location, but they have so much, they do so much business, they do more than all the kosher stores put together. Why is that? Because they have the buyers. Supply and demand. It's very simple. So, I could hold that if there's one store, and I find a piece of meat, out of 9 is rove kosher. Yeah, but not rove meat. It's only rove actual physical locations. Each one of them is empty. There's no business. Make sense? Makes a lot of sense. But let's assume we are not measuring the amount of meat. We're measuring, here it is, here's the key. Aval, kishiyesh nidon imaleches achar ha-basar, o achar ha-lekuchin. What if the question is, do we go by the rove meat or rove buyers? Then maybe everybody would agree that we go after the rove. We go after the rove buyers. So we go after rove buyers. So in this case, what?
Not
in the case of the Karbanos. Not in the case of the Karbanos. Therefore, you go after rove buyers, and the money's nice and money.
How about location?
What?
Why not location?
What do you mean location?
It's in front of here. You say it's in front of the place that sell most of the meat for the Karbanos.
Right.
And over there, when I'm not looking at what's going on over there, yeah, he sells a half a mile away. He's selling much more stuff.
Right, interesting. Right, so we always say one town. What's the definition of a town? But I tell him it's right in front of the store.
That's right.
Right, right. That comes up. What if the meat's in front of the store?
That's what he said.
Right. Right. I hear you. That's all this lumbus. Okay, now the Mari Kukas has a whole different... The Mari Kukas has a whole different answer. You know what he says? He says, it's so true. He says, you ever hear of a store... Have you ever hear of a situation where a guy... Where the store owner drops money? That you never heard. You never heard of such a thing.
No,
because he's very, very... It's not because he has money. He's very careful, and he never loses the money. You always hear the stores, oh, I dropped some money in the store. You never hear that from the seller.
No.
The merchant never does that. No. Every penny he's watching. No. So he didn't drop that money. Uh-huh. Obviously, the money was dropped by the buyers. Therefore, we say it's miser money. So true. Such a true point. Such a true thing. You never hear the guy behind the counter never drops. He never drops the money. What? No, that's not going to tell you. It never happens. They're so careful. Well, we walk in, we're busy, we're the kids, we dropped the money, we don't even realize what happened. The store owner never happened. Right? It's so true. It's so true. Therefore, the whole issue, forget that. It's like a rove, never happens. Every penny they're watching. The cash register never, money falls out of there. Right? Therefore, we could say the money's my money.
He gives more than one answer because it doesn't like the first one.
What?
He gives more than one answer because it doesn't like the first one.
Well, because the first one was problematic a little
right.
bit. It was a very difficult answer. You could spend hours on this answer with the rove. First, we said we don't go after the rove when it comes to money. So, what do we say? We're not going after the rove of money, we're going after the rove of people. Right? That's a distinction without a difference if you think about it. But, all right. Okay, next. So that's our answer. Our answer is, you rented it all at the same time. Therefore, so what? Yossi asked, so what if you rented it all at the same time? So the answer is, Shma Mina, you want to bring a riot from that halachic of Shurim ben Elazar, afilu b'rov Yisrael, that we follow, we say the money is yours, we say the item is yours, even if it's rove Jews? That was a question we had 3 days ago, 2 days ago, we didn't answer that question. Now you want to take a stand on that? El Amar Menashe bar Yaakov, no. It was three goyim. It can even be one goy. In other words, it wasn't Jews, it was goyim. Therefore, you can keep it. Who are you returning it to? Rav Nachman Amar Rav Ravuna Afil Tehem Lo Shosh Yisrael. You can even say it's Jews. Ah, my timer. My timer. So what's the reason you're allowed to keep it? Why don't you put a sign up in shul? I found, at the inn, we found the watch. Why don't you do that? The answer is as follows. Because the guy who drops it has Yeyush. Why? Because Meimer Omar, he says, Michti, let's see. In the Shachwini Lohave Bahadai Alahani. The only other people in the room were these two guys. So there's a big machlokus here. Where's the owner? Is he there? Is he not there? Told how to make this work. But let's assume he wasn't there. So the only people in this room, sleeping in this room, were three guys. And the guy lost his watch. So he says, Amri, Kamayhu, Kamazmani, Bahajuli. How long do I have to wait for them to return it to me? Vlo Bahajuli, they didn't return it to me. Therefore, Bahashto Lahadru, if they were going to return, Bahashto Lahadru, now they're going to return it. But now, E, the Daitayu Lahadrayu, if they were ever going to return it, Ahadrayu Nahala, they would have returned it already. How long do I have to wait for them? Bahai, Delo Ahadruli, why didn't they return it to me? Bidisu Lamigzalai, because they're going to steal it. I'm never getting this back. So he says, we don't assume that. We assume that they stole it. What? They stole it. Why doesn't he think he left it in the room? He doesn't think that. Therefore, he gives up hope, and therefore you can keep it. Rav Nachman is consistent. Why? Rav Nachman says, there's a kashi here. 1 second before we get to Rav Nachman, the Mishnah Lamelech asks. Back to the Meiser. Isn't Meiser money a davar sheyesh lo matirin? And if it's a davar sheyesh lo matirin, why is it a davar sheyesh lo matirin? The money is a davar sheyesh lo matirin because when you transfer the money, it's going to become a chul. It's going to become chulin money. So it's a davar sheyesh lo matirin. If it's a davar sheyesh lo matirin, we don't apply the rules of rove. All right, we'll leave that question. We're running out of time. Yeah.
Why are they assuming this is the scenario? Why can't they assume that guy lost it, the rove left? It wasn't like he announced it the day before. Like, who found my?
He didn't say anything.
Right. Well, say
he woke up in the morning. He's looking around the room. He can't find his watch. So he thinks to himself, oh, these guys stole my watch. Maybe they'll give it back. Maybe they won't. So how long has to pass? How much time has to pass before he realizes, you know what? They're not giving it back.
No,
I asked him. I said, but did you see the watch? No, I didn't see. Did you see? I didn't see. Where is it? It's under the bed. It's left under the bed. It fell. No one saw it. But he assumes.
Right.
This is the case. Oh, this is the case.
No, you're assuming. No.
I understand. So we're assuming this is what happened. If this is what happened, this is the halacha. If something else happened, the halacha would be different. So this is what happened. This is the halacha.
No, the owner found it a week later.
Right.
So he's assuming this is what happened.
Right.
Maybe the guy, all three, had no clue that they lost the item. They got home, and they, I have lost my watch.
But that's not the case.
No,
we're changing the case.
No, I'm not changing it. Because saying the owner found it.
Yeah.
I'm saying this must have happened.
Right.
We don't know what happened.
Right. We're assuming this is what happened.
Oh,
why? Because otherwise the case won't make sense. So we're assuming this is what happened. If this is what happened, what can we tell you? If this is what happened, then he's allowed to keep it. Why? Because the owner of the item is Miyayesh. He gives up hope. How do you know? Dhammer of Nachman. raw sela, if someone saw a sela, shenafal mishnayim, guy saw someone drop money, and there's only two people there. Chayev lahach there. You have to return that money. My time, why? Because ahu denafal minei lo miayish. Because the guy who dropped it's not miayish. Why? Meimar omer, he says, michti. Inish achwina lo havibadai elahai. There's only no one here except for me and him. No one here. So, nekidnale, he took it. Vaminale, onto the shaklize. So give it back. But b'shlosha, when there's three people, ain't a chayev lahachzi. You don't have to return it. My time, why? Hadahu denafal minei vademiyayish. Because the guy who dropped it is certainly miyayish. Meimar amar michti. The guy says to himself, listen, trei havi bahadai. There's only three people in this subway car. It's only me and the other two guys. It's between the three of us. So, inakita lahai amar lo shakilte. If I tell the Ruvain, where is it? I don't have it. Inakita lahai amar lo shakilte. And the Shimon will say, I don't have it either. So, Levi's stuck. No one's going to fess up. So, Levi's stuck. So, what does he do? He gives that. He's never going to get it back. So, there's no difference between that case and a case in the hotel room. What's the difference? Right? Each one's going to say the other guy took it. And the bottom line is that no one took it, but he gives up hope. Amar Rava. Okay? I think it makes sense. No? Good? Amar Rava. Haida amar to shlosha enachai of lahazir. That which we said, that three people, no, you don't have to return it. Lo amar nel delas pushavapruta l'chol chad v'chad. It's only if there isn't a shavapruta to go around for each person. Aval, if be shavapruta l'chol chad v'chad, but if there is a shavapruta, if it's worth more than a shavapruta, in other words, it's worth more than three prutas. Chayav lahachzer. It does have to be returned. My time of why? Amar, because we could assume shetufei ninu that they're all partners in it. V'lo miayishay, and they're not miayish. Maybe Rav is addressing Yossi's concern. If it's a valuable item, we're not going to assume that. Why should we assume this? No, it does have to be returned. The guy finds a watch. He's going to have to go search those three guys that slept over there that night and find out which one is it. Who does it belong to? If it's a worthless piece of okay. We could say they're partners, and the two of them, everyone was mochel. We're going to see in a minute, they're mochel. Okay, the owner can keep it. It's an expensive item, how could you keep it? It belongs to one of them. Right? So go put a thing up in shul. Some guy stayed over here, right? And he'll return it. Ikad the Amri, others say a similar thing. Amar Rava, afagaf to lespe yelashava, shtei prutos. Even if it's only worth two prutos, chayav lahazir. Even if it's only worth two. Right, what about the third guy? My time, Emar Shetufei Ninu, it was a partnership, Taka, V'chad Meinahu Achul Le'achali L'masni Gabi Chavrei. And one of them was Mochel his share. I don't care. So therefore, even two prutas you have to go return it. I thought such an expensive item. We don't assume the guy's Miyayish. Maybe they're partners. Maybe they both own it. Go track them down.
So if that's the case, how do you like that
tobacco? Ah, so what I was saying, I disagree with Nachman. In theory, I agree with him, but it's only about inexpensive items. If it's an expensive item already, I don't agree with him. Why? Because go track it down. You don't belong to one of them. Right? Your whole time it was, it's not fair. Right? Why do we assume that? Rav says, we don't assume it. In theory, I would, but Lamais, I don't. V'amar Rava, another thing. Rava says, Ra sel shenafla. If you see a coin drop, Natla, you go pick it up. Lefnei Yeyush, before Yeyush. The guy doesn't even know he dropped it yet. This gets into a little bit of a bay and rava where by Yeyush Shalom Midas. But Lefnei Yeyush, the guy doesn't even know he dropped it. Almanas Legozla, you intend to steal, you have no intention of returning, you intend to steal it. Over Bekulon, you're over on everything. What are you over? Mishum Lo Sigzal, you're over Lo Sigzal. Mishum Heshiv Teshivain, you're over the assay of not returning a lost object. Umishum Lo Suchal Liz Alev. And you're also over the Aveira of Napit. There's two issues, there's two mitzvahs of Shavas Aveda. There's one mitzvah, you're walking down the street, you see a lost item. Don't pretend you don't see it. That's Losucha Lezalim. Don't not look. That's one. Second one is, as the mitzvah say, to return a lost item. Two mitzvahs. You're over those two, and you're also Gzela. Those three. Tafagaf to Chazar Olach Yeish. Even if you returned it after Yeish. Even if you returned it. Matana hu, it's only a matana, the Yohev Le, that you returned it, the Surah da Avid of the, but the bottom of the initially you still did.
One of them should disappear.
Why, which one?
One that you should return.
Why?
Why? Because you're returning a lost item. It means anytime you found an object, you don't never need to return it.
Yes, you can ask a better question than that.
You never get a mitzvah.
Isn't there a mitzvah called the Heshivitz Agzela Shagozal?
Right.
What do you mean it's a matana?
Well, he's probably saying because the guy gave up hope for it, so therefore...
That's the answer. That's the answer. That's the answer why you're not, why you're never going to get rid of Hashef Teshivim. Because once it's Yeyush, it's a new item now.
Right.
What about Eishim Ezekiel Shekotel? By the way, Tosus takes out that line. What do you mean over the Sigzol? If you return it, how could that be? Tosus takes it out. He says it can't be. You returned it. That's what the Ramban says. The Ramban says, no, leave it in. Leave it in. Once there's Yeyush, now you're kohen it. Now you return it. You're not going to be kind of the midst of Heshev Ezekiel Asher Gazal. Too late.
The deed
is done. You owned it by Yeyush. Now you have to return it. It's a matana. You should do it. But it's a big machlokas. How do you read this Gemara? They take out that line. Look, what do you mean, little Sigzal? The Rabbi took it out. A lot of Mishnah took it out. What do you mean, still over little Sigzal if you return a stolen item? How could that be? The Ramban says the only time that the little Sigzal applies is if you hold the guy up. You steal an item, then you have karat, you want to do tshuva. But this is not, you didn't steal it. You picked it up as a metziah. Now you decide I'm going to keep it. Yeah, but the din of Heshev as a gzeila is dependent on the gzeila. There has to be an act of gzeila. Here it wasn't an act of gzeila. It was an act of just power. I'm picking it up. What am I going to do with it? I don't know. Maybe I'll keep it. Maybe I'll return it. I'll see. I'll see my yitahara. So once that happens, it's not a gzeila. Yeah, you overlook sigzal. But Heshev as a gzeila won't remove that avera. That's what the Ramban holds. It's very sure to hold like that. That's why the other Rishon took the line out. What's this line doing here?
Sure.
What?
But that's sure.
It's not that. It's a little sure. Now, not the lifnei yeyush. If you took it before yeyush, al manas lahachzir la'achal yeyush, and you want to return it after yeyush, so. Right. The tzchavin legozla, if you intend to steal it, over mishum hashef teshivim. Then you're over that. Himtin la, if you waited at shenis yashua ba'alim, until the Baal had yeyush, v'natla, and then you took it, ain't over mishum asucha l'salim belvad. The only issue you're over is asucha l'salim. Why aren't you over hashef teshivim? Right? Why aren't you over that? So Tosfos Rosh says, because that's in the Torah, the word, that it has to be a metziah. If you never made it into a metziah, no, is that true? It can only be a metziah if it comes into your rishus. If you never pick it up, you don't have a chiyuv to return it. I never picked it up. I'm over the l'suchah l'zalim. I pass it by. I keep on walking. I don't pick it up. I'm not over the assay of returning it if I don't pick it up. So therefore, if I'm just watching it, I'm staring at it all day long, l'suchah l'zalim, I'm going to be over. That's a lot. Don't not pick it up. You have to pick it up. But the assay of returning it only applies if I pick it up. As long as I don't pick it up, I'm not over that assay. Okay?
So you heard the guys make Yeish Hashem, that was the case?
What? No, well, we never know when Yeish is. It's always an assumption. It's always an assumption. When would Yeish be? We always say it. When the guy says, oh, I'm never gonna find that. Right? Once he says that, it's Yeish. Yeah, he's watching the guy drops his wallet, a second later you come pick it up. There's no Yeish, he doesn't even know about it yet. That gets into a Bayan Rava. But he's certainly no Yeish. He doesn't even know. No Yeish yet. Give him some time. And by the way, he drops his wallet. You know what? Oh, I dropped my wallet. You know, I'll go back. I'm not so far from my house. It must be from here, between here and the house. Let me go look. And you start walking down the block. No Yeish yet. 18 hours later, there's already Yeish. Right? You never find that wallet 18 hours later. Amar Rava. Hayman dechazi denafal zuzi mechavre. Bechalsa. You see a guy drop a coin in the sand. The ashkeche, and you pick it up. The shakle, and you take it. Lo mechayav ladurile. You don't have to return that. My time. Why? Hudenafu minei miyayish. The guy's the yayish. You drop something in the beach. How are you finding that? In the sand. How are you going to find that? Athagav, dechadi da'asi arbala, become arbal. Even though he's come to that machine to go look through the metal. Right, on the right, these old men, he's looking for the stuff on the beach. No, he still could keep it. Why? Nimr Amar, Kiyeki Dinafu Minai Didi, Heki Nafu Mi Inashachwina, Umishkachna Midi. You don't think you're finding your coin. Someone else dropped something also, no? So I'll go search for the coin. I'm not going to find my coin. I'll find something. Right, I'll find something. So you don't have Yeish? The guy has immediate Yeish. Therefore, you can pick it up and keep it. What do we say? He's coming there with a machine to go look for the coin. He stopped looking for coins. What do you mean?
People always know what they have in their pocket when it comes to money.
Right, so he dropped it.
So he knows right away that he's Miyayish.
No, he's not right away. He knows he dropped it. So I'm not miyayish. I'm going to go rent that machine. I'm going to go find it. No, he's miyayish. What's he doing? He's looking for a different coin. Someone else dropped it, something. That's what he's looking, just to hope. Hopefully he'll recoup some loss. Yeah. That's all. But right away, you're right. Right away he's miyayish. You know, we'll just do the mission and then we'll stop. Matza bechanos. Let's say you find something in the store. Find something in a store. Hare el shlo, you can keep that. Bain hateva lechenvini. But if you find something between the table, the counter, and the storekeeper, meaning it's behind the counter, then shalchenvini, that belongs to the store owner. Lefnei shulchani, if you find something in front of the money changer, hare el shlo, you can keep that. But bain hakise levil shulchani, but between the chair, the kise, the chair, and the money changer, hare el shulchani, that belongs to the money changer. Halokeach peros michadero, if you take fruit from your friend, or sheshilech lo chavero peros, or you send him fruit, umatz abomos, and you find money there, hare'el shlo, you can keep that. But amha you teruin, not to lamachos. But if it's bundled up, that's a simon that you have to announce. Yeah, we have one more minute, we'll get to the bottom. Amar Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Lazar says, no. Afilu monachal agabi shulchan, even if the money's on the table of the money changer, you can keep that. Why could you keep that? We'll see in a minute. Tanan, wait a minute. Our Mishnah said, Lefnei Shulchani, if it's before the money changer, Hare Eilu Shlo. You can keep that. Ha al Hashkabi Shulchan, but if it's on the Shulchan, Shulchani. Must be belong to the Shulchani. Ema Seva, look at the Seva. Ben Akiz Eilu Shulchani, from the chair to the Shulchani, Shal Shulchani, that belongs to the Shulchani. Ha al Gabi Shulchan, but if it's on the table, Shalo is his. Ella, Meha, Lekal Mashamine. From this Mishnah, you can't see if her blood is right or not. There's two that you can go in both ways.
No, because it's so obvious.
Oh, my time, my Rabbi Lazar Hamanale. Why did Rabbi Lazar say that rule? Why is that? If it's on the table, it belongs to the finder? Why should that be? So the Gemara says, Amarava, Matiz and Kishite, because the mission didn't make any sense to Rabbi Lazar. My area the tani being kithi l'shulchani. Shashulchani. Why does the Mishnah say, if it's found between the chair and the shulchani, it belongs to the shulchani? Much better. Listen, al shulchan. Why didn't it say al shulchan? Why didn't it say that? Inami or matzah b'shulchanis. Why didn't it say, if you find it in the money changer store? Kidiktani, Resha, Matzah b'chanos shalo. If you find it in the store, it belongs to you. El shmamira, it must be. I feel monachan agabi shulchan, abe el shalo. It must be, because if it falls on the table, it belongs to you. We don't assume it's the money changers. Maybe like the Marie Kirk said before, when it comes to money, the guy in the store, the owner knows right away. He doesn't lose anything. Store owners don't lose anything. Not one penny they're not accounted for. It's sitting over there doing nothing. It must be, it doesn't belong to him. You can keep it. Okay? We'll resume tomorrow. Everyone have a good day. Okay, today's Daf Chaf Hey. Today's share is sponsored by Akiva and Ahuva Silver, Ulevishmat Zalman and Acham Ben Tovia. Okay, now the next, when the Mishnah on Daf Chaf Dalet Amud Beis. Ve'elu Chayev Lahachris. And these are the following items if you find that they have a simon, and therefore you can't keep it, you have to announce it. You have to put a bolt, we're going to learn how to announce it. But you can't keep it, you have to announce it. Why? There's a simon, for example, Matzah Peros B'Kli. You find Peros in a Kli, because that's not a normal thing. Rashi says that a Kli itself is a Stam Kli Yesh Bo Simen. A Kli is a simon. Therefore, O Kli Kamoth Shehu. Even if you find an empty Kli, it's also a simon. What? Right, this is brand new, fine. Mos, bekith, you find money in a wallet. O kith kemoshehi, or even a wallet. Makes no difference. Why? They're all kalim. Tzibure peros, bundles of peros. Tzibure mos, bundles of money. Shlosha matbeo zu al gabzu, or three coins stacked up in a pile. All these things are indicative of, this isn't full. They were put here. Also, krichos b'rishos ha'yachid, krichos, bundles of wheat in rishos ha'yachid, v'kikaros shel balabayis, or the loaves of a balabayis. Why? Again, they're unique. They're unique. V'gizei tzemer, and wool shearings, halakuchin mibeis ha'uman, that are purchased from the craftsman's shop. Again, they're considered unique. Kadayayin, jugs of wine. Kadei shemen, jugs of oil. Hare elu chayev lahachris. All that has to be announced. All that has to be noticed and give people a chance. Why? All this is either there's a simon or it was put there. Okay? Says the Gemara, Taima, the whole reason why you have to announce these things is Dematza Peros Bikli, because you found the Peros in the Kli, Umaos Bikis, and you found the money in the wallet. What if Kli, you found the Kli, Ulefanov Peros, and right in front of the Kli are Peros. Or Kis, you found the wallet, Ulefanov Mos, and right in front of the wallet is money. You know what? Hare Elu Shalo. You can keep it. Why? Why? No, just the money. The wallet, there's a simon on it. Right? Hare Elu Shalo. It's yours. What's yours? The money. The fruit. Not the kli. Actually, Tanina Laha Dutana Rabbanan. We have a Bryce that actually says that. It says as follows. Matza kli, if you find a kli, ulafan of payros, and in front of it are payros, kis. You find a wallet, ulafan of moth, and in front of the wallet are money, hari elu shalom. You can keep it. Miktsasan bikli umiktsasan al gabe akarka. Right? What if right, you know, the kli's there, half the fruit's still in the kli, half of it's over there. Or miktsasan bikis, miktsasan al gabe karka. Half money is in the wallet, half is on the ground. Chayev lahachris. That already you have to announce. Right? That already you have to announce. Okay? Exactly. That already you have to announce. Verminhu, wait a minute. Verminhu, I'll ask you a question. We have a brisa that says, you know what? Before we get to the brisa, we'll get to the two dots and we'll talk. Verminhu, but wait a minute, I'll ask you a question. We have another braisa that says, Matza davar she'ein bo simin, if you find something that doesn't have a simin, Bitzad davar she'esh bo simin, next to something that does have a simin, for example, money next to a wallet, Chayev l'hachriz. You have to announce it. We just said you can keep it. We just said you can keep the money. Ba bal simin. If the Baal Simon comes, v'natal ha-shalo, and he takes what belongs, oh, that's my wallet. Zacha hala b'davar she'ein bo simon. Who gets to keep the thing that doesn't have a simon? The finder. Why? Because, right.
One second.
All right. One second. Vinatala Shalo. What's the question here?
Well, the question is on the first part.
What? No.
No, the question is on the Tzad Dabar Sheish Basim and Chayim Lahakas.
Matzah davar she'ein bo simin, b'tzad davar she'yesh bo simin, right? Chayev l'hachriz. Oh, that's the question. Chayev l'hachriz. What are you chayev l'hachriz for?
Before we said.
What are you chayev l'hachriz for? You keep it. Then the mission says, im ba bal simin, v'natal eshalo, zacha hala b'davar she'ein bo simin. Then you can keep the money. Right?
Right.
So the question on the first half, why do you have to announce it?
Yeah, we said
if you find it next to it, you keep it. Why do you have to announce it? Okay. Amar Zvid, lo kasha, not a kasha. Ha, the Mishnah and the first Brisa that said, you keep it, that was talking about Bikuva the Kitna, with a barrel and flax. What's a barrel and flax? Look at Rashi. Bikuva the Kitna. You see the Rashi? It's like four or five lines up from where we are. Gigis muteles upishtan lefoneha. It's a barrel that was right there, and the flax is right there. Devadai hai pishtan lav mikuba nafal. It didn't fall from this barrel. Why? De'i minei nafal, if it would have fallen, have a mishtayrle. There'd still be left, there'll still be some of it left inside. For hu adin lekes, lefon of mos, mehai taima. If the money came from this wallet, it would still be in there. Some of it would still be in there. Since none of it's in there, it obviously fell from someone else, and therefore you can keep it. That's the Mishnah. That's, you can keep it. Ha! But the brisa that says you have to announce it is betzana upeiri. Fruit and a basket. A basket of fruit. Where some of it's still in there. Therefore you have to announce it. Okay?
Exactly.
You have to announce it. Exactly. Okay. That's one answer. That's Rav's answer, like four answers. Rav Papa Amar, Rav Papa says, no. Hava ha betzanu peiri. We're both talking about a case where it was basket and a fruit. Falo kasha. It's still not a kasha. Exactly our point now. Ha deshtar bahumidi. If there's some left inside, you have to announce it. Ha tolo shtar bahum bahumidi. But if not, you don't have to announce it. I'll give you another answer. Both of them, there's nothing left. So what's the kasha? Velo kasha. It's still not a problem. I'm not sure about this one. The second brisa says, demahadre ape legabe peiri, that the mouth of the kli is facing the fruit. Right? Therefore, we assume it's from that kli. Ha, delo mahadre ape legabe peiri. And the other one, it's not true. Therefore, you can keep it. V'boitem, another answer. Ha v'ha d'mahadri apeh l'gabe peiri. When do we say, they're both talking about a case where the mouth of the kli is facing the fruit. V'lo kasha, not a kasha. Ha d'isbeo gonin, the Mishnah and the Brisa, which said you can keep it, is talking about a case where there's a rim. If there's a rim, all the fruit will fall out. Therefore, we can't say it's from this kli. But, Latana. Yeah. Vaha, the left by Ogni Latana. And in the case where you have to announce it, is where it's talking about, in the case where, we have to announce it, is where there is no rim. Therefore, it could be that they all came from this Kli, and therefore you have to announce it. Okay? So far, so good? Okay. The Ktosa Choshen asks the following question. He says, wait a minute. We have a rule that it's a rule in Bava Basra that when you have a interplay between Karov and Rove, Karov wins. Rove wins. Rove wins. The fruit is right, the money's right next to this wallet. Right? It's Karov to the wallet. Yet, we also have a din of Rove. Rove money in the world doesn't come from that wallet. So we have a Shaila. What wins, Karov or Rove? That's the Shaila in Baba Basra. By a general rule of Karov and Rove.
Rove money near the wallet.
Huh? I know, that's going to be one of the answers. The Nachas David is going to give that answer. But before we get to the Nachas David, right, we have a dispute, so to speak, between Karov and Rove. The halacha is Rove wins. So if Rove wins, what's all the Shilas? So there's Gemara here. Well, it depends, and the rim shouldn't depend on anything. Rove should dictate that the finder always keeps it. Why? Because Rove beats Karov. Okay? So one answer is the Nachas David, which is what Rabbi Sharber suggested, that since it's Matui that beats the Rove, Mutzli, it's mistaber that it came from this wallet. And the truth is that the Chassam Sofer gives a very similar answer. He says, this Karov is told, Karov means when it's more than 4 amas away. But it's nearby. It's not on the other side of town. It's right here. It's not right on top of the wallet. It's right on top of the wallet. We don't say this rule. Yeah, it would be over there, and I'm over here. So I have a kush of Karov and Rove. Rove wins. Rove money in the world doesn't come. But if it's right next to it, it's 2 inches away, then we don't, he says, within an amma, we don't even say that. We don't even say that it's Rove. It doesn't come into play. Of course it's Karov. Okay. Yeah, that's true. That's the Ksos's answer. That's the Ksos's answer. I'm sorry. The Ksos gives that answer. That we only say Karov. This whole Shiloh only comes into play if it's within 1 amma away. If it's within the amma, of course we don't say that. The Chassam Sofer gives a different answer. He says as follows. Listen to this one. He says, the guy comes and says, that's my wallet. I'm buried that that's my wallet. So the wallet, Hey, mister, here's your wallet back. He's buried, right? He's buried on the wallet. Shekan bal habal bal hakli toein titus bori ala peiros. He's also sure v'hamotzi ena toein bori kineged ze eloshema. Lochein, therefore, habari shall bal hakli mitstarif lohochacha shall akurva ubiyachad yicholm lachria afilu neged arov. Because the bal haperos is bori, and you're only a shema, combined with the karov, that'll be rov. Okay, you should just know there's a fascinating machlokes that comes out based on this gemara. Let's say it's an Evan Ezer Simon Yud Zayin. Evan Ezer Simon Yud Zayin is the whole simon about if you don't know if this guy is the husband, what do we do with the wife? We're not sure he's dead. We don't know all those shailos. I think it's the longest simon in Shulchan Aruch. All four chalakim, it's the longest one. It's the longest one in pages. But I don't know if it's the longest machaber. It's the longest for sure in pages. It goes on for pages and pages. All the notes of Caleb over there. Ready? Find the mace. I'm not sure who it is. We can't identify the mace. But the wallet of the mace is right nearby. And it says who it is. Or his signet ring is right nearby. So it's not on him. If it were on him, there's no shaila. We could tell the woman, you can go get remarried. We can tell the wife, you can go get remarried, your husband's dead. We can't identify the body, but he's wearing his ring. What if the ring is right nearby? Right nearby. Says the Nesivus, says the Noda Yehuda, says the Beis Shmuel. Beis Shmuel starts it off. She cannot get remarried. Why? Because we cannot assume that it's his ring. We cannot assume that it's him. Maybe this is one mace, and the ring stam fell over here. Just like we will not assume necessarily that the fruit comes from the basket. We're not going to assume that. Right?
Even the
Ksos the Ksos argues on them. The Ksos says, of course you can get remarried. Of course you can. It's a big machlokas. The Ksos says, she can. How did this wallet get here? Someone else dropped it. The husband dropped it. This is a different mace. It's a big machlokas about that. I thought it was a fascinating how from Baba Metzia, Daf Chav Hey, you get to Aguna. That's what he says. Right, but everyone would agree that if the guy's wearing the ring, or if the wallet's in his pocket, they pull out the wallet, they see who it is, you can't identify the body. We don't know who the body is, we will say she can go get remarried. That everyone agrees to. The only shaila is, what if the ring is found right next to him?
Unless the wife can say, that's my husband's wallet.
No, we know it's his wallet. It's his picture in there. His driver's license is in there. We know it's his wallet. There's no shaila to his wallet. The only problem is the wallet's not on the mace. It's 2 feet away, and we can't identify the mace. The machlokas, is it close enough? The Siva says no, it's not close enough. The Ksos says 100% it is. It's fascinating how they get to that shaila from this gemara. Fascinating, no? Okay.
Well, how else is the wallet? Why is the wallet?
Why this fruit here? We assume the fruit fell from someone else. We're not giving it back to the guy. Even though, between me and you, we all know, 99% chance that this fruit fell out of this basket. But it's not mukhbach. We can't say for sure. Therefore, we're not returning it. Who keeps the fruit? The finder. Who keeps the basket? The owner. Who keeps the money? The finder. Who keeps the wallet? The owner. That's what we just said. Right? That's what we just passed.
A guy works in building A and he collapses.
Yeah.
He lives there.
Yeah.
Can't find him. You find the body, and you find his wallet 10 feet away.
Right.
You can't assume.
No. You want to make that assumption? You want to put that on your shoulders? The Ksos HaChoshen says 100% you can assume. How far away is the wallet? It's a separate child. Let's assume it's right nearby, 2 feet away, within an amma, within Dalai Lama's for sure. The Nesiva says, well, absolutely not. We don't give the guy the fruit. We don't give him the money. Why should this be any different? Okay. Next. Tiburi peres with tiburi maos. If you find bundles of fruit or bundles of money, what did we say? You have to announce. Shmas mina, we see from here, minyan have a simen. Minyan is a simen. How many bundles were there? Give him the number, then he can keep it. You have to announce it. Obviously, how's he going to collect it? He's obviously going to give you how many they are. So the Gemara says, no. Tony, change the Mishnah to read Tibur Peros. One bundle. Says the Gemara, Shas Minah Makom Havi Simen. Then Makom is a Simen. Right? Makom is a Simen. So Gemara says, no, Tani, change it to say, it could say Tzibure Peros, that it's more than one. In other words, we can't bring a riot either way, because we're not sure what the Mishnah said. Does it say bundles or bundle? Is Makom a Simen, or is money a Simen? Is a number a Simen? We don't know.
Each
of Machlokas, right. It's not a Machlokas. It's we don't know how to read it. So we can't bring a raya for sure, because we're not sure how it's supposed to be read. So we can't bring a raya either way, because it's a suffix how to read it. Shalzmer Beo Zula Gabzu. Three coins, one on top of the other. Amar Rabbi Yitzchak Magdala. Rabbi Yitzchak Magdala says, the Maritz Chai says, why is it called the Yitzchak Magdala? Because it's the only member in Shas he said about a Migdal. He's going to say that the coins have to be stacked up like a tower. If they're not stacked up like a tower, one on top of the other, the halacha doesn't apply, because we can assume they just stam fell the money. But if they're stacked up like that, how do you drop it stacked up like that? How does that happen? We're going to see in a minute, someone's going to say it happens, but we assume, if Yitzchak assumed it didn't happen, and so obviously it's on purpose, therefore you can't touch it. It's not so true, by the way, it's the only memory he says in Shas. It's not true, but that's what the Maritz Chai says. Anyway, the only halacha, the only time it applies is Sha'osin Kimigdalin. When you make it like a tower. Tanya Nami Hachi, we've learned similarly, Matza Maos Mifuzaros, if you find scattered money, Hari Elu Shalo, you can keep it. Why? What kind of, how's the guy going to give a simon? Can't give a simon on scattered money. Osin Kimigdalin, but if you find it stacked up like a tower, Chayiv Lahachriz, you have to announce it. The Elohein Asuyin Kimigdalin, what does that mean, stacked up like a tower? Shlosha Madbi in Zal Gabzeh. Three coins, one on top of the other. Says the Gemara, wait a minute. Hagu fakasha. It's a kasha. Now, it's not a kasha. The implications are going to be a kasha. Gizontai. The implications are going to be a kasha. Amar, the first you said, Matzamos Mufuzaros, if you find scattered money, Hare Elu Shalo, you can keep it. You can keep the scattered money. Hadimashal Chafi, Shalchufe, but that implies that if they're leaning on each other, Chayev Lahachwiz, that already you have to announce. Why? It's not so scattered. Then, look at the Sefer. Asuyin ki Migdalin. If you made it like a tower, then Chayev Lahachmet. Then you have to announce that. Hush, ha, mashachalfe, shalchufe. But if they're stacked on the top of each other, Hari Elu Shalo, then you can keep it. So the implications are a stira. So Gemara says, no. Tani, kol she'ein osin ki Migdalin. If it's not made like a tower, if it's not put down like that, Mifuzaros kari lahu. No matter what it looks like, I don't care if they're leaning on each other, that's considered mifuzaros, and therefore you can keep it. So the question will be, is that considered a tziburin of money? Because the Mishnah said that if it's tziburin, a bundle of money, you have to announce. That's the question. Would that be considered a bundle of money? Or is that scattered? Amar Bichanina. Bichanina says, Lo shanu, this whole did, about a tower, Loshan El Al Shal Shlosha Malachim. That's only if it's three kings. In other words, three different types of coins. Minted. Every king had an ego issue. The minute they gave a new king, they printed new coins. So every coin's always different. But, and we're going to assume in a minute that the coins are different sizes. Right? So it's like a quarter, then on top of that a nickel, then on top of that a dime. So it's like a nice tower. That's what we're going to assume. Abel shal melech echad, but if it's one melech, and a chayev lahachwiz, you don't have to announce that. Why? Because we're going to assume they're all the same size, and if they're all the same, from three quarters stacked up, three quarters can't fall out of your pocket and stacked up on the floor? Of course they could. Of course that could happen. So what kind of simon is that? If it's, could a quarter and then a nickel and then a dime, that could it land like that? That's so unlikely. Right? The widest one on the bottom, the middle one in the middle, skinny one on top, it's so unlikely. If that happens, maybe that's a simon. But if three coins of the same size fall out, that's not a simon. So the Gemara says, wait a minute, hey chidami, what's the case? Ida soyin ki migdalin, if they fell like a tower, then a filo shemelech echanami. Then what's the difference if it's one king or three kings? I already gave you the answer, but the Gemara is going to go through it. V'id e'ena soyin ki migdalin, and if it's not a tower, then a filo shemelech nami lo. Even three kings not. Ela idmar hachi idmar. Here's what I said. Lo shan elo shemelech echad. You know what one king means? Ke'ein shlosha malachim. Ve'hechi dami, what's that? Da'asuyin ki migdalin, built like a tower, revicha tata, wide at the bottom, umitziya aliva, and then the middle one on top of that, vizuta aliva, And the smallest one on top of that, even if they're the same melech, that doesn't make a difference. If they have this criteria, if they're wide, middle, small, it doesn't make a difference if it's the same melech, a different melech. That's so unusual that if it falls like that, we're going to say it's a simon. Usually, that would be because the different melech changed the coins. Usually. But what if one melech did like that? Also good. But if they're the same size and they fall, it's not a simon. That could happen. Yeah, it could happen. Three, it could happen. Mitzia darminan anuche ranchi. When we say, obviously it was put there. Aval shamelech echad, but if it's one king, the kulu ki adadinin, they're all the same shape. Afal ngaf demanchi adadi, even though they fell like that, hari elu shalom, that you could keep them. Why? Amar, because we say, as rumuye israme, they fell like that, it was just a coincidence, ubahadi hadadi nafal, that's how they fell. And therefore that's not a simon. There's a shayla like that. If one of the Rishon asks, then you could always say it's a simon because I could always say it was three. So what if it was five? Right? That's a good question. I'm not sure of the answer. Rabbi Yochanan Omar, afilu shemelach echad nami machwitz. Even if it's one king, you also have to be machwitz. My machwitz, what do you announce? Minion, the number. So if we know it's three, right? It's not possible for 45 to fall and land like that in the stack. That's obviously impossible. So what are you being machwitz? The number that we always know it's three. We had this question last time. I don't know the answer. My area tzlasa, then why are you saying three? Afilu trei nami. Even two should be a simon. Amaravina, no, tiba machwiz. We announce coins. And coins are automatically two. It's automatically plural, it's automatically two. Therefore, what do we have left? We have left with three. Okay? Now, Rabbi Yirmiya Kedaka Bakodesh asks very, very pointed questions. By Rabbi Yirmiya. Kishir mahu. What if they look like a shear? What's a shear? A circle. What if they fell like a circle? Kishur mahu. What if they fell like a row? Kichatsuva mahu. What if they fell like Rashi has a picture of it, a segol? What if they fell like a segol? Two dots and another dot underneath. No, two dots and a dot. So if they fell like a segol, is that an accident or is that a simon? What if they fell like a row? Is that an accident or is that a simon? I forgot who I saw it from. One of the Chassidish Rebbes said that we're called an Am Segula. Why are we called an Am Segula? Because a Segula is a segol. No matter how you turn it, it looks the same. No matter what happens to a Jew, they're always the same. Hashem always loves no matter what happens. We're the chosen nation, no matter what happens. You turn us upside down, turn us over. No matter how you turn us, we're still the same. That's a segol. No matter what we do to us, we look the same. Isn't a great word? Kisula mahu. What if they're shaped like a ladder, meaning one, then on top of that one, another one, then on top of that one, another coin. They're shaped like a ladder like that. Okay? What's halacha then? Is that a simon or is that an accident? So all these questions, we can't answer any of them except for one. We're going to answer the ladder. Mahu. So pasha miyachad. The one I can answer you. Which one? The latter. Why? Dhamma Rav Nachman and Rav Ravua. Rav Nachman says in the name Rav Kol she'ilu machnis la kisim b'nehem. If you would stick a piece of wood, a toothpick, in there, v'nodlam b'vas achas, and they would all fall, then chayiv l'hachwitz. You have to announce that. Obviously that's a simon. The only one that will work with is the latter. You remove one, they're all going to fall. You stick a stick in there to play with it, they're all going to fall. The whole thing's going to collapse. That you have to announce. That's a simon. But a shape like a segol or a circle, you don't have to announce that. We don't know. We can't answer the questions. We don't know what the halacha is. By Rav Ashi says, ka'avne beis kulis mahu. What about if they look like the stone structure of most assume this means mar kulis, which is a certain kind of avodah zarah. It's going to be a stone, and then a stone on top of sharing the two stones. You guys see the situation? A stone here, a stone here. And then a stone on top, resting on both. That was the way the Markulis Avodah Zarah looked. What if you find coins like that?
Is it random,
or is it on purpose? So, Mahu, Tashma, The Tanya, Matamos, Mifuzaris, if you find scattered money, you can keep that. Kavne base coolest, but if you find them shaped like that, Chayev Lahachriz, you have to announce that. Why? We don't assume that's random. The Elohein Avne Beis Kulis. What do the stones of Beis Kulis look like? Echad Mikan, the Echad Mikan. One on one side, one on the other side. Vachas Agabehen, and one resting on both of them. Like a pyramid. Right. So if you find coins like that, that you have to announce. That doesn't happen by itself. That, we say, is a simon. Right? Tosus discusses how you could even mention the name of Avodah Zarah. Okay. That's why I said most assume it's Avodah Zarah. Tana Rabbanan. Hamotzi Tzela Bashok. If you find a coin in the street, umatza chadero, and you bump into your friend, va'amalo, shalihi, it's my coin. Chadashahi, it's a brand new coin. Nirun is he, that coin has Nero on it. I know that coin, I'll give you a simon, Nero's on there. Shalmelech plonihi, that such and such a king is on there. Lo amar klum, you didn't say anything. Oh, I know that coin, so George Washington's on that coin, it's mine, right? Lo amar klum. Why? Not only that. El afilu shmo kasavol. Even if you wrote your name on that coin, some people do that. They write their name on the dollar bills, right? They put initials. Even if you do that, it's still not yours. Lo amar klum. Why? Lafisha ain't simin lamatbeir. It's no simin. What?
Funny, he put his name on it.
Yeah. He scratched it. Maybe his initials. Why people do that? You ever see a dollar 20? You see initials. Who did that? The Amar, because we said, Dilma Afuki Afke, he went to the store, he bought something, he gave the storekeeper the money, he already used it. The Amar, Umanish Achmina Nafal, that somebody else dropped it. Right? Money is used to spend. So when you find money, oh, that's my $20 bill. No, it's not, you used that already. You went to buy groceries. The grocery guy, he dropped it on the way home. He gave it to the delivery boy, the delivery boy dropped it. That's how money is. Money passes from person to person. Right? I once heard this story where this guy from overseas, it was a crazy story. I heard the story for sure. There was a guy from overseas, sent his daughter or his granddaughter or his niece, he sent her money, American money, and he wrote on the American money, happy birthday. Happy birthday, whatever her name was. And he wrote happy birthday on the money, and she must have been 7 years old. And she went to this, and she spent the money. Like 20 years later, she was in a grocery store and she got the money back. In a different state. I mean, the odds of that are like, it happened. It happens. Right? That happened. That happened once. But we don't assume that. So when the guy, oh, that's my money. My name's on it. Happy birthday's on there. Yeah, it's not your money. Your money was spent and someone else dropped it. Right? That's what we assume. It happens. Crazy things happen in this world. Okay? Good? Next Mishnah. Motza achar hagafa o achar hageder goes loose. If you find a gafa is a fence. What? A minute. Motza achar hagafa. If you find behind a gafa is a stone, a wall that's not made out of stone, and a geder is a stone wall. So if you find behind the fence or behind the stone wall goes loose birds mikusharin that are tied up, the Tiferes Yisrael asks, why does the Mishnah say backwards? If you find behind the stone wall or behind the fence, you find birds. Why doesn't it say, if you find birds behind the stone wall? He gives the answer that I don't understand. We would have thought it's two cases. I don't know. So that was a good question. I didn't understand the answer. But you're behind the stone wall, you're behind the fence. What do you see? Birds that are tied up. What's the halacha? Oh, or b'shvilin, or in the path, Shebet Sados. In the path by the field, you find birds tied up. Hareze lo yiga behen. Don't touch them. Why shouldn't you touch them? Because we assume that they belong to somebody. We assume they belong to somebody. Who'd have done that? Therefore, and there's no simon. So if you take them, the guy's never going to be able to recover them. Don't take them. They don't belong to you. They obviously belong to somebody. They didn't get there by themselves. Therefore, don't touch them. Matza kli ba'ashpa, if you find a kli in the garbage dump, imachusa, if it was totally submerged in the garbage, that's a great hiding place. Lo yigabo, don't touch that. Im megula, but if it was revealed, no tel umachus. You take it, you have to announce it. Can't keep it. Again, we're gonna clarify this in a few minutes. That isn't the garbage the most obvious hefker place of all? Right? If it's totally submerged, I can hear maybe the guy hid something there. But if it's just stam lying in the garbage heap, I can't keep that. So the Gemara will explain that. You're not sure. What? And that's a good question. I'm not sure. Where is this? I don't know. Now. Yeah. There's a 5-way machlokas. We're going to answer it in 2 minutes. My timer. What's the reason for this? Why can't you touch it? Tamrina, because we say, Hani inishat ninhu. Obviously, somebody put them there. They didn't get them by themselves. Someone put them there. The e shakaluhu, and if you're going to take them, let's luhu limarav simana. The owner doesn't have a simon. The butcher birds, no simon. The less luhu limarav simana begavaihu. There's no simon. Hilkach. Therefore, l'shavkinhu, you should leave them. Ad the asi marayhu till the owner comes. For shakaluhu, and I'll take them. Says the Gemara, v'amai lavi kesher simana. Why can't the way the birds are tied be a simon? Says the Gemara, Amar Rav Azavda, Amar Rav b'mekusharin b'kanfehin. They're tied with their wings. The kulia amahachi mekachi luhu. Everyone does it like that. So that's not a simon. The lehavi makom simon. Why can't the place where they are? Why can't that be a simon? He'll say, 20 paces from the end of the wall. That's where I put them. That's a simon. Don't tell me you found them over there. I know. Why can't that be a simon? Amar Rav Ukla Barchama b'medadin. No, they're jumping around. So the makom can't be a simon because there is no makom. So the Gemara says, wait a minute, even Madazin, if they're jumping around, then me ama asu. Then they came from, who knows where they came from now? Umutarin, they should be mutter. So the Gemara says, ikalameimar me ama asu. You could say they came from who knows where. Vikalameimar, or you could say, inich atzninhu. Or you could say, obviously the guy put them here. Vahave le safek, he nuach. It's a safek. Now, we're not sure now. They're jumping around, but yet they're tied up. We're not sure now. Therefore, it's a suffix. The Amar of Abba Bar Zavda, Amar Rav, kol suffix hinuach. Any suffix about this? Lechatchila lo yital. Don't take it. V'im natal. And if you did take it, lo yachzir. Don't return it. What does lo yachzir mean? Don't return it. Says Rashi. Dehaleka diyoev simana. Right? Who are you going to return it to? Everyone. Tosfos asks. What if I should take? Well, who are you going to return it to? Of course there's nobody to return it to. What if I should say? Don't return it because we don't know who to return it to. Of course we don't know who to return it to. There's no simon. What's Rashi saying? Right? So Pesachua says, Rashi was saying was, don't return it to the owner of that field, which is Mashman now, it's the Rosh HaYachid. In other words, my birds are in your field, but I can't prove they're mine. Mati comes and finds the birds. Now Mati says, now what do I do with them? I took them, I shouldn't. Now what do I do with them? Right? Oh, don't return them. Who's he going to return them to? Says the Bnei Yeshua, what Rashi meant to say was, they don't get returned to the owner of the field. He never claimed them. There's a different Rashi, it's very schwer here. Don't return them because there's no simon. Who are you going to return them to? Of course there's no simon. Right? Tosfos, this puzzle of the im has like 4 pshat in what it means. Whole complicated thing. You become a shomer. And you have to wait. The past, do you wait to, what do you mean lo yachzir? Don't return them. What do you do with them? You wait for Eliyahu HaNavi? That's what some hold. Wait for Eliyahu HaNavi. What do you do with them?
Well, you can't. You don't have to.
You can't. First of all, who are you returning them to?
So it's a machlokis now.
What it means. According to Rashi, we have no idea who it is. We're never going to know. The guy's never going to be able to prove it because he has no simon. According to the others, according to Tosfos, 4 pshat of what this means. Basically, they all are similar. You're shomer. And what does lo yachzir mean? Doesn't mean you can't return it forever. Maybe with a simon, maybe you're a paid shomer, maybe you're unpaid shomer. Right? All these shilas about this. Very complicated gemara here. Very complicated answer. What does that mean? Lo yachzir, don't return it. Yeah, you're not allowed to return it. Could be you're not allowed. According to... What?
If someone announces in that finish, am I able to find 4 birds tied together behind...
Yes, but none of that. But none of that is a simon.
But
to me and you, we know it is. So maybe they toss us, you could return it. Right. Okay, let's try to get to the Mishnah. Now we'll talk about the Matzah Kli Ba'ashpa, Mechusa, Le'igabo, Magula, Noto, Lamachmas. Wait a minute. Matzah Kli Tomen Ba'ashpa, if you find a Kli hidden, Noto, Lamachmas. You have to announce it. We said, the Mishnah said, if it's hidden, you don't touch it. Now we're saying you have to announce it. Shekein Derech Ha'ashpa Lipanos. Because they used to clear their garbage away. So Amar Zvid, Lo Kasha. It's not a Kasha. Ha bekuvi bekasi. If it's big kalim, then if it's big kalim, then what? Then the Mishnah is talking about big kalim. Therefore, don't touch it. Ha besakine. What's a sakin? A sakin is a knife. The hamnik. What's a hamnik? What are the article traits of a hamnik? A hamnik. They don't answer it. They don't translate it. Not sure. That's what the Rabbeinu Chanan on the bottom says. It's a two-pronged fork. Two-pronged fork. What, a two-pronged fork? So nobody, then it might have been different. It's a whole shayla about forks on this Gemara. Nobody eats with a two-pronged fork. Nobody does that. What? That's not eating. What? Seafood. We don't eat seafood. Forks used to have two prongs only. Right. I know. That's the whole shiloh. If when did forks come into existence? The whole shiloh. Okay, very interesting. Anyway, if it's a tiny little kalim, that you have to be machmas. Why? Because they're going to get lost. Bikube besake. If it's big kalim, loyiga, don't touch them. But besakine behimnik, if the small kalim, obviously they were dropped there by accident. No telomachwiz, that you announce. But Papa Amar, a different answer. Havaha, both cases talking about Bakuvi Vesachi, big Kalim. The low Kasha, not a Kasha. Khan, when the Brisa says you have to announce them, Ba'ashpa Suli Panos. It's an Ashpa, it's going to be clear, every day it's cleared out. So if you don't announce it, the guy's going to lose his stuff because they're going to clear it away. Khan, the Mishnah was talking about Ba'ashpa She'ena Suli Panos. With an Ashpa, it's not going to get cleared out. If it's not going to get cleared out, don't touch it. The guy will come back. Now, 1 second. Ba'ashpa Suli Panos. If the ashpa is going to be cleared out every day, Aveda Midasi. You lost your item. It's in the dump. It's getting cleared. The truck is going to take it to who knows where. They're going to drive it to Virginia, leave it over there. Right? So what do you mean? What do you mean that this is a Matia? The guy basically lost his item. He threw it. The guy's in the garbage dump is. No more hefker than that. Says the Gemara, no. It was normally a garbage dump where they didn't come take it away. Like in Staten Island. It sat there forever. They didn't take it away. And you, v'nimlach aleha lipanosa. And then the yahal got a thing in their head. Okay, now we're going to clear it away. You thought it's the best hiding place in the world. I'll leave it over there. No one's going to find it. Why? They never. All of a sudden, the mayor says, no, today we're clearing it away. What do? You take it for the guy. That makes sense according to Rav Papa. That the whole thing was about clearing it away. El Rav Zvid, my shkederach ba'ashpa lipanos. What does that mean? It's the way of the ashpa to clear it away. What does that mean? The Gemara says shkein derech ashpa lipanos la kalim ketanim. Right. It's the derech to clear away the small kalim that fell b'shogeg. Therefore, if you find small kalim in the ashpa, you take them and you announce them because they're like every other aveda that has to be returned. Okay. We'll stop here and we will resume tomorrow.